While the stock market has been heading higher since the election, the bond market has been falling, losing $1 trillion in value in recent days. Investors are selling off bonds because they believe Donald Trump's presidency will lead to increased inflation and interest rates. Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. She joins us from New York. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So let's start with what's happening in the bond market. A bond is a form of debt, but why are people fleeing bonds so quickly?
You know, why were bond rates, why were these interest rates so low for so long? Because we had very sluggish growth, and everybody was very concerned that unless the interest rates stayed low, either because of the Federal Reserve or because of market forces, the economy wouldn't pick up. Now we have a president-elect who's talking about something different. He's talking about infrastructure spending. He's talking about tax cuts, lighter regulatory touch, all of which could actually spur growth, but as you said, could also spur inflation. So this is being seen as this moment, this watershed, and we've had them before, so don't go crazy, where we see, the era of low interest rates is ending. We are about to enter a growth slash potentially reflationary mode. Bonds don't do so well in that environment. Sell the bonds.
So what should people do if they're listening to this and they have bonds in their portfolio? Should they get out?
They should not get out. And I'm going to turn on my old CFP hat for a second here, gang, okay? I know it is so much more fun to look at your stock positions last week rather than your bond positions. But that's what a diversified portfolio is supposed to do. It hasn't done it so often, but when one part zigs, the other part zags. And the one thing that's been very clear for almost every bond investor is that we were never going to stay in this environment forever. So you really got to stick to your game plan. If you've got longer dated bonds, 30-year bonds, you may want to move it to intermediate or shorter dated bonds. They do better in an interest rate, a rising interest rate environment. You also may want to stick to higher quality because that tends to do better. But please don't wholesale. Get out of the thing that's going down. You are buying shares at cheaper prices. That's great for your retirement account.
Meanwhile, oil falling to its lowest price in 3 months today. Crude is under $43 a barrel. What's happening there?
Well, what's happening there is that, boy, we sure do have a lot of supply. And when you start hearing a president-elect talking about opening up more drilling and perhaps bringing even more supply online, I think that that's a pretty big negative for the oil market that's already awash in oil. So you're right. We've got the lower oil prices. That will translate into some lower gas prices down the line. So that's probably good news for consumers. But again, if down the line we start to see inflation, one of the first places you're going to start to see inflation is in the commodities. So we'll keep an eye on that as well in the next year or so.
Jill, real quick here. We know that Steve Bannon, who's going to be the chief strategist for Trump, came from Goldman Sachs at one point in his career. It also looks like there's an ex-Goldman Sachs banker who may be the next Treasury secretary. What happened to all the anger towards Wall Street?
Well, I think it's still there, but I think that when people realize that they have elected a president who basically is pretty much connected to the old school way of thinking around Wall Street, they may find it a little bit strange that this is going to happen. We saw financial sector stocks increasing by 11% last week.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Take care.